Welcome to His Word Heals. You can also visit us online at www.hiswordheals.com. Today we're going to look at a growing great deception, or the growing great deception. We're going to tie a lot of things together and show you that the enemy is playing both sides of the fence. He has created his own crisis, his own anti-messiah, his own mark of the beast, so that he can bring in his own saviors. And so this is what we're going to look at today. It's a very, very important video, so please share it with everyone that you know might listen and needs to hear this message so that we are not deceived. We need to pray always that we are among those that are not deceived, because if it were possible, even the very elect would be deceived. And we can see this great deception coming upon us right now. And today I'm going to show this to you in documented format via videos from the deceivers themselves. And I will be using some clips from Rick Wiles, True News. And I do realize that there's a lot of theology that many of us do not agree with that Rick Wiles does promote. However, I am able to chew the meat and spit out the bones, and I hope that you are as well. I only listen to him because he does provide accurate news, even though his theology may be off quite a bit sometimes.
This is True News, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help us God. I'm Rick Wiles. A religious conference was held last month in the Mid-America Center in Council Bluffs, Iowa. The event was titled Open the Heavens Conference. It was sponsored by Pastors Hank and Brenda Kuhneman, the religious leaders of the Lord of Hosts Church in Omaha, Nebraska. The theme of the conference was, it is time to get ready for the revolution of light. The keynote speaker was retired General Michael Flynn. At the conclusion of his speech, General Flynn led the audience in a prayer. The people in the audience recited the prayer with him. Here at True News, we immediately discerned that something was spiritually amiss about the prayer. General Flynn's closing prayer at Hank Kuhneman's Opening the Heavens Conference on September 17.
We are your instrument of those sevenfold rays and all your archangels, all of them. We will not retreat. We will not retreat. We will stand our ground. We will not fear to speak. We will be the instrument of your will, whatever it is. In your name and the name of your legions, we are freeborn, and we shall remain freeborn, and we shall not be enslaved by any foe,
by any foe,
within or without.
So help me God.
God bless you. God bless America. Thank you very much.
So this is the pastor's response to our True News episode about General Flynn.
So there was comments that there was a prayer prayed at the arena that had New Age things, or prayer that we repeated. I'm not going to mention who it was, and I'm not even going to mention the prayer, because here's the real deal. It's not important that we always have to have the know, the skinny, the details of everything. But here's the thing. The person that prayed, I'm sure they watch us. Here's the thing. How many of you have ever heard or watched someone grow in their knowledge of God? Okay? So people wrote in, I can't believe that your conference supported a satanic prayer and a New Age thing, and they went on and on and on. How many saw those comments? Sure you did. And here's what we have to understand. Do you know, there was a time where the church in the book of Acts chapter 9 didn't even believe that the apostle Paul, actually his name was Saul, who persecuted the Christians, that he was even on their side. So we are always, as Christians, we are so attacking of our own. And here the person that prayed, I know that they've got, they profess to have a Catholic background. Okay? They are also, I know, fighting very hard and strong for this nation. They may not know a lot of things that we as charismatics who know everything, right? So can you give that person a break that it was probably something because they lacked certain spiritual understanding or experience because of what they've been exposed to and their current journey, and the fact that God is connecting them to a lot of spirit-filled people is a great thing. Can I, first of all, you posting that to draw to our attention, like, you know, we did something satanic and that's our real motive. You are a misinformed idiot. You really are. And can I tell you something? A pastor that has pastored and pastors and ministers privately, I minister to some very, very high-profile people. That's not my endorsement. I'm saying listen to me. Some people who I minister to are very known people in entertainment, politics, sports. A lot of them were not raised like you charismatic know-it-alls. Yeah, charismatic know-it-alls. We know everything. That's why we're so quick to call people out. And there are some people that grew up Catholic, like this person. They don't know a lot of things yet. They haven't had somebody in their corner. That's why when I hear entertainers go, I'm a Christian, I go, oh my God, unless they have a good pastor in their corner and somebody that can help them, they're probably going to go off down the road. They're probably going to do something stupid.
Okay, so here's General Flynn.
So a lot of people in the Christian world believe that when you pray to rays of light and legion, you're praying to the devil. And so I even saw a show the other day saying, Mike's flipped on the side of the devil. Can you please explain what happened there, sir?
Yeah. So I find it actually pretty funny. But I know that a lot of people, you know, they read so much into this stuff. I carry with me a prayer to St. Michael the Archangel, who I am named after. My mother named all of my brothers and sisters after saints, both our first name and our middle name, based on the pregnancy that she had.
Wow.
She said that I was always a fighter, but then she doubted whether I was ever actually going to be born, you know, and I was born on Christmas Eve. So that
wow.
prayer that I gave, I woke up that morning prior to going on to support the Victory Channel and Hank Kuhneman, and I really am a big fan of him and his church and what he's done to get a great message out. But I get up that morning and I felt, you know, when I finish my talk, I want to finish with a prayer, and I was thinking about what should I say, and I carry with me this little card, and on that card is the prayer to St. Michael the Archangel. So I basically gave a rendition of that prayer. And that's really what this whole thing is about.
We're going to take this a little bit deeper because Pastor Kuhneman wanted his congregation to believe it was just a harmless Catholic prayer. But we're going to show you where the prayer came from. Madame Helena Blavatsky, who was a 19th century occultist witch, she was the teacher of the seven rays of light.
Yes.
She wrote the book, The Secret Doctrine. And she was just as evil as you can get. So how did we get to this place where you have a retired U.S. military general reading at a church event a prayer inspired basically by Helena Blavatsky? Well, we're going to show you. The first photograph I want to put up here is Elizabeth Clare Prophet. And there's three different photographs of her. And she was a so-called prophetess back in the 70s and 80s, and not a Christian, but a New Ager. Look at the photograph on the far right. I told you, might be a coincidence that Pastor Kuhneman made that hand sign. Might be.
Just coincidence.
But Clare Prophet makes the same hand sign. I'm aware that that's supposed to be a white nationalist hate symbol, right?
Right. That's the Q out there. You have the three fingers up like that are a W, and the forefinger and the thumb together are supposed to be making a P. So white power, that's what that's supposed to mean.
There is a brotherhood.
Okay? Oh, yes.
The brotherhood of what?
It's called the Great White Brotherhood.
The Great White Brotherhood.
Yes. And it encompasses a lot of these theosophical cults. Elizabeth Clare Prophet's part of it. But it started back with Blavatsky and all of them in that realm, Alice Bailey and all of them.
And what is this White Brotherhood?
Well, the idea of the White Brotherhood, if you were to ask a white nationalist, it would mean one thing. But in the term of these ones that worship ascended masters, what they do is they assign colors to each one of the seven ascended masters. Okay, so you got blue for this one, yellow for this one, red for this one.
So the rays of light.
Yeah, sevenfold manifold rays of light. But if you've ever seen a prism breaks light up into seven different colors, right? The colors of the rainbow colors. But you can also recombine those seven colors and it makes white light. And so when they refer to the Great White Brotherhood, they're calling the manifestation of seven ascended masters into one, into the Great White Brotherhood.
There is a connection to the Great White Brotherhood to a guild of magicians.
Right, which also connects you over to Freemasonry.
Freemasonry.
Right.
Because this guild of magicians had a lodge. What was it? I'm trying to remember the name. Like a white lodge, but it was Freemasonry. So at the core of this thing is Freemasonry.
Right.
So when we go back to that photograph of Clare Prophet with her hand sign, that just happens to be the same hand sign as being used by so-called white supremacists today.
We'll tell you here in just a moment why we're bringing up Elizabeth Clare Prophet. And the reason why is will shock you. Who is she? Well, she was married to Mark Prophet. They founded an organization called Summit Lighthouse back in the 50s. It goes by, most people know it as Church Universal and Triumphant. And basically they teach that that we can ascend, if you will, if we have enough secret knowledge, we can ascend. This is the website for Summit Lighthouse right here. They talk about the various things that are related to it. They've got courses on the Ascended Masters. You can listen to Elizabeth Clare Prophet's lectures. You can watch the old Mark Prophet TV shows and everything. And so this is a full-blown religion. She claimed to be a messenger of the Ascended Masters.
He started it in 1958, and then he died in 73,
right.
And then Elizabeth Clare Prophet, his wife, his widow, took over the organization. Then she created the Universal Church.
Right.
The Church Triumphant. What is it?
Church Universal and Triumphant.
Yeah, Church Universal and Triumphant. And then that entity then took control of the lighthouse.
Right.
So that's the hierarchy of this thing.
Now, just to give you some ideas, some of the books that Elizabeth Clare Prophet has put out there, here's one, Reincarnation. Rick, that's the missing link.
The missing link in Christianity. How about that?
Another one here, this is Violet Flame, and this is talking about the alchemy for personal change. And alchemy was the ancient medieval art of trying to transmute elements into other things. Yes. And so what they're trying to teach here is that transmutation of the human spirit so it can ascend. And this was another one of the books by Elizabeth Clare Prophet, Maitreya, A Study in Christhood by the Great Initiator. Now, Maitreya is the first one, they say, according to Elizabeth Clare Prophet, to make that initial ascension. And so
he became the first ascended master?
Right. So he is the Christ model, if you will. Okay.
Again, going back to Madame Helena Blavatsky, Theosophy was her religion that she created. But I want to show you the symbol, the emblem of Theosophy created by Helena Blavatsky.
Okay, so let's read a little bit about Theosophy from Wikipedia. Theosophy is a religion established in the United States during the late 19th century, that's in the 1800s. It was founded primarily by the Russian immigrant Helen Blavatsky and draws its teachings predominantly from Blavatsky's writings, categorized by scholars of religion as both new religious movement and as part of an occultist stream of Western esotericism. It draws upon both older European philosophies such as Neoplatonism and Asian religions such as Hinduism and Buddhism. Remember our video on the Space Needle had a lot of Hinduism and Buddhism in it. As presented by Blavatsky, Theosophy teaches that there is an ancient and secretive brotherhood of spiritual adepts known as the Masters, who, although found across the world, are centered in Tibet. These Masters are alleged by Blavatsky to have cultivated great wisdom and supernatural powers. The Theosophists believe that it was they who initiated the modern Theosophical movement through disseminating their teachings via Blavatsky. They believe that these Masters are attempting to revive knowledge of an ancient religion once found across the world. Think the Babylonian religion. And which will again come to eclipse the existing world religions. Babylon was, is not, and will be again, as scripture says. Then look at the logo to the right. This is the logo for Theosophical Society brought together various ancient symbols. And we see some symbols there that we recognize.
Getting back to Elizabeth Clare Prophet here, if put up number 16 for control here, tell you a little bit about her because we're getting ready to show you a clip here that will probably drop your jaw. So who was she? She was an author, a teacher. This is from the Summit Lighthouse website, so it's going to say really nice things about her. She was an author, teacher, messenger, and leader of the Summit Lighthouse. Like her husband, Mark Prophet, her calling was to be a prophet of God, or one who delivers the Word of God. Trained by the Ascended Master, she delivered their messages to the world through the power of the Holy Spirit. These messages, known as dictations, contain the words of the heavenly host as well as a transfer of light for soul quickening and initiation. While receiving these dictations, she was fully conscious yet in an exalted state. The messages occurred through the conveyance of the Holy Spirit and not through psychicism or spiritualism, where a disembodied spirit takes over the body of a channeler. Through Mark and Elizabeth Prophet, the Ascended Masters released profound teachings, messages, and prophecies that present a path and a teaching whereby souls can find their way back to God. Now, I notice here in this description, Rick, it says it's not channeling, okay? A spirit's not invading us, but what they are saying is they are having a message from the Ascended Masters being downloaded directly through them and being spoken out. Now, the reason why we bring that out, they call these dictations. And so when she was speaking, she would go into these trance-like states, and she would receive messages from various ascended masters.
Kind of like that. We're going to show you a video of the prophetess herself.
Right.
Elizabeth Clare Prophet.
Now, she considers St. Michael, the archangel, as an ascended master, too. She would have these meetings where she would stand up and deliver messages that were dictated to her by these various ascended masters. They had a number of these conferences through the decades. One in particular I wanted to point out to you here is this was a Summit Lighthouse Flame of Freedom Speaks conference. Almost sounds MAGA. Flame of Freedom Speaks conference. This was held in July 3rd, 1984. Okay. This was part of a 45-minute dictation that she gave. But right in the middle of this dictation is her giving a prayer regarding St. Michael the Archangel. Watch this.
I am here, O God, and I am the instrument of those sevenfold rays and archangels, and I will not retreat. I will take my stand. I will not dare to speak, and I will be the instrument of God's will, whatever it is. Here I am, so help me God, in the name of Archangel Michael and his legions. I am freeborn, and I shall remain freeborn, and I shall not be enslaved by any foe within or without.
Wait a minute. Was that Michael Flynn in a dress?
Now, that prayer actually appears in a book. And if we can put 14 back up, number 14 for control, the Maitreya book. Though what she just prayed there, Rick, is in that book right there.
He got that from Elizabeth Clare Prophet.
And he's got it on a card in his wallet. Now, just in case you think somehow we're misconstruing this and everything, we took General Flynn's prayer, the video, and then we took Elizabeth Clare Prophet's video, and then our editing team today split it up, and we're going to play them side by side, well, going back and forth here. You tell me, you be the judge of this, and you tell me what is going on here. Here's that video.
We are your instrument of those sevenfold rays and all your archangels, all of them.
I am here, O God, and I am the instrument of those sevenfold rays and archangels.
We will not retreat. We will not retreat. We will stand our ground.
And I will not retreat. I will take my stand.
We will not fear to speak. We will be the instrument of your will. Whatever it is.
I will not fear to speak, and I will be the instrument of God's will, whatever it is.
In your name.
In your name.
And the name of your legions.
Here I am, so help me God, in the name of Archangel Michael and his legions.
We are freeborn.
We are freeborn.
And we shall remain freeborn.
I am freeborn, and I shall remain freeborn.
And we shall not be enslaved. By any foe, within or without.
And I shall not be enslaved by any foe within or without.
Okay, so if this didn't blow your mind enough, let's go back to the book, one of the books by Elizabeth Clare Prophet called Maitreya. And now I'm going to show you a picture that I took a couple weeks ago when I saw it. It's an ad at the top of the Drudge Report that said, many there are across the world who call me, beg for my return. I answer their pleas, Maitreya, the world teacher. And so I clicked on that link to see what that was all about, because I had heard of Maitreya a while back regarding the New Age movement and their Messiah, and that he was, at the time I heard, he was portraying himself as another name for Jesus. Anyway, so I clicked on that. And I also took a picture of the top of the Drudge Report, knowing that sometime I might need to look into this more and perhaps use it for a video. I just wanted to see why this was being advertised at the top of the Drudge Report. So I saved all of this and put it on the back burner. It was when I was doing the Seattle Space Needle video. And anyway, here is what I found. This is the website that the link went to. So that link took me here to shareinternational.org. What does it have to say about Maitreya? This is what they were advertising. In the midst of war, fear, and famine, new hope is in the world for us all. Many now expect the return of their awaited teacher, whether they call him the Christ, the Messiah, the fifth Buddha, the Krishna, or the Imam Mahdi. Millions now know that the one who fulfills all these expectations, Maitreya, the world teacher, is already living among us and is gradually emerging into full public recognition. Maitreya is the teacher for all humanity, those of all spiritual traditions, and those who follow no particular faith. He does not come as a religious leader, but as an educator, in the broadest sense. Maitreya has not come alone, but with a group of wise men, the masters of wisdom, who have long worked from behind the scenes as the inspirers, teachers, and guides of humanity. They are returning to everyday world to help us solve our most critical global problems. Maitreya and the masters show us that the only way to bring about peace is to create justice, and the only way to establish justice is to share the resources of the world equitably among all humanity according to need. Maitreya has formulated a number of simple priorities that demand immediate and worldwide attention. These cover the essential needs of every man, woman, and child: an adequate supply of food, housing for all, access to health care and education as universal rights. Another top priority is the restoration of the environment. Maitreya will inspire us to create a new civilization based on sharing and justice, freedom and peace, so that all may have the basic necessities of life in a world free from want and war. He and the masters are here to show us the way forward, but they can only guide. We ourselves have to act to save our world. Sounds a little bit like the Great Reset of the World Economic Forum, right? You will own nothing, fair and equitable distribution of everything, and you'll be happy? What's going on here, folks? I thought General Flynn and the MAGA movement were working against the World Economic Forum and their vaccine mandates. However, the vaccine is the Trump scene. Trump created it and takes credit for it, but he says you have the freedom to choose not to have it. General Flynn is supposedly pushing in these churches for freedom against the vaccine, against this tyranny that's going on. Yet he is saying a prayer that is also recited by Elizabeth Clare Prophet and is written down in her book to Maitreya. So she is obviously worshiping Maitreya. He must be worshiping Maitreya. But yet Maitreya is wanting to do the same thing as the World Economic Forum is wanting to do. Is this all one great big deception? They've brought the vaccine and the virus onto the world stage so that they would have something to fight again? Is this their false anti-Messiah, their false mark of the beast, so that they can fight against it and bring this Maitreya to the forefront to bring in justice after the World Economic Forum tears it all down, after we're in civil war? Then Maitreya and these masters are going to come in to save us. This is just speculation, but it's all tied together, folks. Here's another video that we did, The Great Reset, Nasara and Gasara. You can find it on our website, hiswordheals.com. And this is a debt jubilee. It's a fake debt jubilee. It was pushed by QAnon, which is where the MAGA movement came out of. Also, General Flynn came out of. The Q movement has kind of fallen by the wayside. And now we have these movements with General Flynn going throughout all the churches and inspiring people to fight back against the vaccination, which is great. You know that I am totally against this abominable vaccination. But is this abominable vaccination a Trojan horse, a fake mark of the beast, so that they can bring in the true anti-Messiah in the name of saving us from this tyranny? You also need to watch our Space Needle video that we did a couple weeks ago, also on our website. You can see the agenda of the vaccine in the Space Needle, but you also see the Hinduism and the Buddhism in this Space Needle light show, which Maitreya is also, in this New Age movement, as we saw earlier, also has a lot to do with Hinduism and Buddhism. Let's take another look at Maitreya from another website. Mission of Maitreya, Eternal Divine Path. Who is Maitreya? As Joseph is a disciple. As Maitreya, the Compassionate One, is the Buddha. As Yeshua, in Hebrew, the Messiah, is the Christ, Christus, Krishna, Chrisma. As Muhammad, the Praiseworthy, is the Mahdi. He is also called Vigi, the Youthful. And Lumar, the prince, he has come to bring peace and the kingdom. His last name is Emmanuel, God with us. The father and he are one, and he knows the mother. He has been given these names. He did not call himself by these names, as many have, fulfilling the prophecy that for many shall come in my names and shall deceive many, Matthew 24:5. This movement is very deceptive. It uses scripture, it uses Hebrew, it uses the name of Yeshua. It uses all of the saviors of every religion to bring all religions together. And what do we have right now? The entire world is being oppressed by this vaccine and the tyranny pushing it on folks. And then this movement is rising up against it, which is awesome because we need to rise up against it. However, we don't want to go from one deception to another because this is one grand deception. We don't want to fall into the trap of believing that this Maitreya, this Michael Flynn, this whole movement with the Hank Kuhneman Church and all of that is going to save us. We can see this is all false. It's a great grand deception, which leads me to a video interview that Mike Adams, the health ranger, did. I like to watch Mike Adams. He has great information against the vaccination. However, he interviews a lot of New Agers, even though he also quotes a lot of scripture. So in this video, he is interviewing David Wilcock. Let's listen to see what he has to say in a short clip.
What's interesting, especially about you, David, is that your sensitivity, so you were born with a level of sensitivity to information, and then now you've found ways to write it down or to record it or to remember it, where I think for a lot of people...
Archangel Michael, which is the source that started to talk in 1999.
Okay, pay attention. This guy claims to get his information from Archangel Michael, which is who Michael Flynn was praying to, and also who Elizabeth Clare Prophet, or Elizabeth Clare False Prophet, was getting her information or her downloads from, was also Archangel Michael.
After I've been doing this for a couple of years, it kind of upgraded, and we'll talk about that. But Michael always says that we are all capable of talking this way. I'm not special. I don't have a special ability, except in the sense, I guess, according to Michael's terminology, that I've done this in other lifetimes, and I have it's easier for me to get started in another lifetime because I already did it before. But he stresses a lot that everybody can do this. It's not anything about being a special person.
Got it. Right. I would agree that everyone, every mind is this amazing gift of creation, you know, and that can connect to so much information. And wouldn't you say, well, I guess this is my question to you, so much of what the media does or censorship or the fear programming is really about keeping you hyper-focused in this crisis of the now instead of allowing you to let go of this fake crisis usually and get information from other places that's rooted in truth.
Right. So Michael says that most of our people on Earth live in true helplessness. And true helplessness is a state in which the higher beings manifest karmic comeuppance for you. You get a karmic experience, a wheel of karma. And as you go through this experience and you suffer horribly, you gain no new spiritual insight than you did the last time you got the same lesson with different people. That's true helplessness.
Good point. Yeah, exactly. So
most of us exist in true helplessness. Another thing that they say in the Law of One is most of your peoples exist in a state of perpetual childhood.
Huh.
And I think that the big lesson on Earth right now is about children learning to become adults, which means that you don't have to do what mommy and daddy want anymore, and you can make your own decisions.
Let's actually talk about some of that. You mentioned some technologies that have existed for, you know, eons, that are about to be disclosed. This is part of your new course, The Disclosure. Could you give us an overview of what this is all about?
Okay, so in the first of all, let me just say one quick thing, which is that throughout the entire year 1999, I was uploading everything that Michael said onto my website in just raw data, raw transcripts. There's an incredible time loop going on between 1999 and everything that's happening now. And in the last three YouTube videos that I did, the last four now, I've been going through these prophecies every Sunday. In these prophecies is two different encoded mentions of Pete Peterson. That his real name was Gary, and I think they called him Gerald Sanderson. So they got pretty close. Gerald Sanderson, Gary Peterson. They can't give you the exact name because it would violate free will, but they try to get close. Just like with Nostradamus, when Nostradamus' source talked about Hitler, it said Hister, if you remember that.
I do, yes.
So I just had another one this morning, the very beginning of 1999. It said, "Welcome Slynn," S-L-Y-N-N, which is one letter off from Flynn, and S even looks like F. So it could be "Welcome Flynn." But then you could also take the S from Slynn and stick it on the welcome, and then you get Welcomes Lynn, which is like Lynn Wood and Mike Lindell. And so in two words, they encoded General Flynn, Mike Lindell, and Lynn Wood all at once, which just blew me away. And I just saw that this morning. So what I'm getting now is to the idea that it appears from the 1999 stuff that everyone I was going to meet and everything that happened to me was being guided by Michael, whatever Michael is. Aleister Crowley arguably is the author of Satanism. The modern Satanism that the cabal follows was created by Aleister Crowley. They love him. Okay. And I'm sure you know that. So what you may not realize is that Aleister Crowley was contacted by a being called Lam, L-A-M. And if you look up Lam, it's a gray, or it looks grayish. It's like a gray hybrid with more human looking eyes. Lam is the being that taught Crowley how to do satanic ceremonies, how to summon beings like him. Okay, which involves the sacrificing of life forms. So the aliens brought this to us. Do you understand? They want the elite to practice this, and an alien taught Crowley how to do Satanism. So these are demons. And you talk about this, Mike, but I'm just trying to connect some dots for you.
So he says that Aleister Crowley is a Satanist who talks to grays as in aliens, and he is evil, but yet this person channels or talks to Archangel Michael, and so does Elizabeth Clare Prophet, talks to or channels Archangel Michael. She's a member of the Theosophical Society, which is what Helena Blavatsky started, was the Theosophical Society. Elizabeth Clare Prophet, who talks to Michael Archangel, followed Helena Blavatsky, and so did her husband. And this is what Aleister Crowley says about Helena Blavatsky, or Madame Blavatsky. He recognized her as a sister of AA, Master Temple, his system of spiritual grades, specifically pointing her out as his immediate predecessor in the Temple of Truth. Published in his book, he thought it especially noteworthy that he was born the same year that the Theosophical Society was inaugurated. So this Aleister Crowley, that this person calls evil and a Satanist, that's teaching all of the elites of the world to do Satanism, and he was talking to Grays, he also recognized Helena Blavatsky, who was born before him and died before he died, as one of his spiritual guides, evidently. And she was also the spiritual guide to both Mr. and Mrs. Prophet. So they're all tied together. They all believe the same things. But this video, this guy is trying to tell us that Aleister Crowley is bad, and he's the one that's teaching these so-called globalists to do Satanism. But yet he channels Michael the Archangel, which so does Elizabeth Clare Prophet, or did, and General Flynn prays to Michael the Archangel as well. Flynn actually prays a prayer that Elizabeth Clare Prophet channeled from Michael the Archangel. So it's all one great big deception that comes from Satanism, and it's all tied together. It's all one big game. Okay, so this is going to be the last clip, but first I want to say this guy in the other parts of the video that I didn't use clips of, he talks about there being good and bad extraterrestrials, basically, and the bad extraterrestrials are the ones that are the globals are working with. But then we see these ascended masters are actually also otherworldly beings that are quote-unquote the good guys that are going to save humanity from the bad aliens and the globalists.
Literally 3 hours ago is when I discovered that Archangel Michael shows up throughout the entire year 1999 from the very beginning, and he specifically describes exactly what I've just learned from new insiders over the last few months, which is this whole weird human trafficking operation that is a joint human-alien human trafficking thing where the extraterrestrials allow these people to stay in power in exchange for keeping up with their payments.
Exactly. That's right. And then part of that also doesn't involve a technology transfer from the ETs to certain global factions that they don't even have to reverse engineer the tech. They just have to apply it. And they use this technology to do things like, for example, self-assembling nanoparticles that many people believe are in these current vaccines, although I haven't been able to confirm it, but it's a common belief.
Mike, listen to this. I had one insider who we call Jacob, and he claimed to work for the Rothschilds as an assassin and a negotiator. And he worked extensively with extraterrestrials. He claimed, whether you believe this or not, that they have stargates that already work, that extraterrestrials gave them for their own use as part of this human trafficking operation. Jacob told me in 2010 that they were working with the Draco to create a vaccine that they were going to force everybody to get after they had collapsed the world into a depressed, horrible place where everybody has to take it. They have no choice. And he told me that the vaccine has Draco computer nanite technology in it, that the Draco invented this. They have it in their bodies, and now they're trying to put it into us. But one of the things that Corey said is that any of that Draco nanite technology can be immediately cleaned out of the body with a simple electromagnetic pulse. Now, I'm not saying that anybody should shock themselves. Please don't do stupid stuff, because we don't know if that's going to work. All I'm saying is that I do believe that the only way the Alliance, which is my name for the positive aspects of the military that are trying to heal our planet, the only way the Alliance would have allowed this to happen is if there was an antidote and treatments available to mitigate the damage caused by these injections. I fully believe they're going to come out with that. And then my insider sent me a link to a video that I did in one of my YouTube videos, actually snuck it in there, of a Chinese official admitting that they have an antidote and admitting what they're doing with it and that they're using it for depopulation biowarfare.
Well, there you have it. Things just keep getting weirder and weirder. Now there's two sides, good aliens, bad aliens, the Ascended Masters, the Luciferians, the Satanists. The Satanists are the ones trying to poison us with the nanotechnology from the Greys. But then these Ascended Masters, I assume, are the ones that are with the Alliance, the good guys in the government, that have the antidote for these nasty vaccinations. What are we going to have to pledge in exchange for the quote-unquote antidote for the vaccination? Is that going to actually be the mark of the beast? Time will tell. We just need to keep praying, keep ourselves immersed into the word of Yeshua, the word of Yahweh, and only His word. His word still heals. His word is all that we need. Yeshua is His word made flesh. We don't need a vaccine, and we don't need an antidote to a vaccine. We don't need to talk to the Archangel Michael. We don't need to channel from the Ascended Masters. We don't need to trust in the good guys of the government versus the evil guys of the government, the good aliens versus the evil aliens. We only need to trust in our Yeshua, our salvation that comes from Yahweh, and Him alone. He is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one goes to the Father but through Him. Blessings and shalom to all of you and everyone in your home.